Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Design and Influence. We're super excited for you to join us, for us to be here. We're exploring the advantages of BIM design, specifically ARCHICAD over AutoCAD. Here with me is I don't like the word guru, but I'm going to use it. The guru of BIM and my guide into the light when it comes to going from flat to 3D, Willard Williams. Say hello to the fine folks.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's the last exploration was quite fascinating, and we got kind of deep into some things. But today we're just gonna kind of try to keep this conversation around advantages presented to architects who are using BIM as a kind of additional value proposition when it comes to time to win business. Okay, so when you are doing CAD, AutoCAD, and I'm doing ARCHICAD, and we're both bidding on a preschool, all right, construction of a 500 kids preschool, I wanted to know, like, as a BIM-based shop, what are some of the first things that would sort of set me aside? And we can dive deeper into this, but maybe you can kind of reiterate what you and I talked about pre-show.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting discussion, because there's a lot of advantages of converting to a BIM workflow. And some of the advantages that are not necessarily discussed are when the building is actually completed. And one of those things that sometimes gets overlooked is the ability for that information to be handed off to the owner, and how that owner might use the information that's been generated over many months, and how they might use that through kind of the maintenance of their building, or kind of just the operation of the building. And one of the benefits that I've seen and advantages is the ability to hand over a model that can be used for facility management. And how that is different from kind of a AutoCAD or kind of a two-dimensional kind of workflow, is that because of the kind of data-rich file that's being shared potentially with the owner, they have the ability to potentially include specific information about their building. So service records, specifications for types of equipment, the type of service that's required. So for instance, if you have this preschool and you have a mechanical unit that requires the filters to be changed every 3 months, you could extract that information or include it in a way that wouldn't be available to kind of historical methods for sharing information. So you could create tables and input this into kind of facilities management software. So for instance, if you're trying to keep track of the maintenance records for mechanical equipment, the models, you could extract that from a BIM file. You could have the type of lights, when the lights were last changed, and when you anticipate the changes that are going to need to be addressed in the future. And that's something that you wouldn't be able to do kind of with the historical approach of construction documentation, which is a huge advantage once you convert to something like ARCHICAD or a BIM platform.
Yeah, I got a really good example, in fact. But before I go to my example, because this is, I own one of the businesses I own is a sporting goods shop, and I've attempted a number of things, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But let me just sort of surface this up a little bit for a second. Two distinct advantages of running BIM as an architecture shop. Okay, number one is, we talked about in the last show, I'm more effective, more efficient. I can do it probably for less labor-wise and deliver better but a building, because all my collaborators are piping in at the same time. There's not a lot of rework. There's not a lot of mistakes. It's a lot more effective, clean, efficient. Number two advantage is on the sales side, when I'm pitching or when I'm submitting my bid, this additional value proposition to the owner of the building, whoever that may be, that's to get that 3D model is pretty sweet value prop. It, you know, if positioned right, specifically for something more complex, as you mentioned, like, you know, that requires facilities management, but also for residential. But let me go back to my example. I had two projects in my shop. I wanted to build to build a studio for doing podcasts and my fishing shows and things like that. Okay. So I needed to know a number of things. Like there's air conditioner that I needed to be relocated because it was too loud, whatever. All I had was a rolled up flat of drawings. Okay. That I could pull up and see, like, there's a whole bunch of them, right? I can see all the plumbing kind of, I could see, and I know some of them are wrong, but I had to go through that paper and I really couldn't find where the air conditioned piping, because it's actually put in afterwards. But in any case, I've run into a lot of issues. If I had the model of the building, you know, all I can go to my Claude 3 AI and say, hey, boom, here's the model. I need to, you know, repipe this air conditioning to this other place. You know, what's the most effective way to go? Or maybe I could go back to my architect and ask, but whatever. So that's number one. Number two, we built live bait aquariums. And I needed to know if the power in the section where we're going to put a bunch of aquariums and holding tanks, if the power is adequate to handle all the aeration. So what you're saying is, if my architect had the BIM, you know, we're operating ARCHICAD, they potentially could have helped me. I could have had the model, the whole thing.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what this really gets into is that a lot of organizations look at BIM as kind of a 3D tool, mm-hmm. but it's actually more than that. So there's a few other dimensions, which is like 4D, 5D, 6D, and 7D. And I think it even goes up to 9D. So 9 dimensions of a model. And so what you're talking about is kind of life cycle management, which is like the 7D aspect or the 7th dimension of a model. So yeah, if you had a BIM file that represented accurately that information in there, you potentially could save time. You could reduce the amount of rework that you need to do in exploration and understanding kind of the system. And you potentially could better assess what is possible for your facility without necessarily going through kind of this whole rework and redesign and creating information. And it would be there as a representative kind of piece of information that houses all of the knowledge that up to that point.
Can you talk about your car manual analogy? I really like that. I think we're scratching something really interesting here.
Yeah. So I actually heard this, and it was actually in terms of prefabrication. Digital fabrication. So the idea is that, like, when you buy a car, you get a 500-page manual, and that manual basically gives you, you know, a lot of really detailed information, maybe at a high level, but at least it gives you kind of enough information so that you could troubleshoot or assess kind of what's going on with your car. And so let's just say you bought a $50,000 car, you have a 500-page manual, and at least you know when a warning light is on or where the tire jack is or something of that nature. But on the other side of things, you know, when you buy a house, a $500,000 house or $1 million house, or even, you know, in some cases, if you built a $20 million building, you might get less documentation to help you manage that facility or that building over the life of that building than you would that car that you bought. And, you know, I think that that in and of itself is kind of a paradigm shift for the industry is that, yeah, that we as like architects and builders, we kind of end the relationship contractually once that building is completed. And, you know, depending on kind of the contract length or warranties and things like that, you might have a longer relationship. But for the most part, once that building is done, there is not necessarily a requirement by the owner to provide, you know, a BIM file to them or something of that nature. Some projects actually do require that. And some owners are sophisticated enough to say, I know that you have been using this really advanced tool to be able to create the drawings that are necessary for me to get construction permits or build the building. But what I want now is I want a file that represents what was constructed, what was installed, and in a format that allows me to later be able to leverage that information. And that's kind of a key piece to it. So there's two, I guess, key pieces is being able to understand that the owner might not necessarily know that, but again, depends on the sophistication of the owner. They might ask for it, but it's something that you could provide to the owner and say, hey, I know you're going to be operating this building for the next 20 years. This is a file that represents everything that was installed, you know, where the columns are, anything that's behind the walls. And you can leverage this information later when you go to add your podcasting studio or your aquariums for growing bait. And you're not going to have to come back to another architect and say, hey, can you explore behind this wall? I think that there is a switch or an outlet or something that I need to be able to access, or I don't know how much power is coming into this room and I need to figure that out. So this gets into kind of the 7D kind of component, but it's definitely something that ArchiCAD does very well in terms of being able to both provide that information in a format that can be easily digested by other applications, whether that's a facility management software, whether that's even for and a less sophisticated owner who is just, say you're building a house and they want to be able to go through their house in 3 years and replace a filter or replace or check on the status of a water heater. And one of the ways that ArchiCAD kind of sets itself apart from other applications is they provide a package, which is the BIMX package, so that you as the owner could have a file that could be read later in three dimensions or in two dimensions and have all that information at your fingertips. And so I think that that's something that kind of gets missed in the BIM discussion or in the CAD versus BIM or what it might be, is that it's not just 3D anymore. Now we're looking at a whole slew of other dimensions or other representative information that's available and can be shared. And another way that ArchiCAD kind of sets itself apart from other applications and other workflows is how that file or that information can be translated. So it's a little bit, well, I wouldn't say a little bit, it's a lot more difficult with other applications to be able to translate that information into a more generic file type that can be read by different applications later. And one way that ArchiCAD does this is, you know, is exporting its schedules. So like if you have a fixture or plumbing or mechanical schedule, you can export that easily into various different formats like Excel or something of that nature. But also the three-dimensional file or the BIM, you can export that as an IFC file, or you can export it as a BIMX file. And those can be used or leveraged much later down the road by different types of users who are going to be looking at it with, you know, potentially different applications.
Yeah. This brings up another recollection and point of in my life. I remember when my brother works for building automation systems, so they build dashboards. And they hook up all the sensors. So their clients like Stanford and Google and you know, many other ones, but some smaller companies as well. And the whole idea is to be able to manage your energy use, figure out where your leaks are, you know, plug those leaks. A lot of energy is wasted, right? So figuring those out, and HVAC and electricity and building security, all that in one place. Wonderful, wonderful thing. As an owner, the owner would be paying a lot more for them to get it out of the 2D designs or even paper, because they can. I know they can convert anything, but it takes them a long time and costs the owner a lot of money, right? If you just hand over a BIM model, you know, and you also, your uptime, you know, your implementation time just gets cut off quite a bit, because you just hand them a BIM model, they plug it into their software, and, you know, a couple of weeks later, you know, some controls are installed and you're done.
Yep.
Without that, it has to be mapped, and then if they have to go map it and hire subs to go do that. Anyway, this is just such a, like, I am so excited about this, because had I had the manual for my house, the things I would be able to do, and the ease I'll be able to do them with, and the quality of life I don't have that I should have, is kind of fascinating. But AI is coming. Okay. I want to go there a little bit for a second. Okay. I don't know about you. I'm using a lot of AI, right? It's all text pretty much for now. It's not really, I don't know, in my experience, it's not doing really well with visuals and models yet. Yeah, you can conjure up an image of a fox chasing its own tail, you know, on a spaceship. Ha ha. Right. Okay. But, you know, prompt engineering and all that is kind of getting more advanced, but it's very soon. Let me just ask a question then, sort of just end my own speech here. What have you seen in AI applications into those 3D models? Is there anything right now that is significant?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a few areas right now that are pretty significant within kind of the architecture arena. I think, you know, first and foremost is prompting, you know, text. I think that is, you know, a really efficient way to go through, you know, even like things like your general notes or text that you're adding into your drawings. And that's kind of the very basic boilerplate AI stuff that I find pretty useful. Mm-hmm. ArchiCAD recently included within their rendering application the ability, and I forget which platform that they're tapping into, but now you're able to do prompt generation for your renderings of your model in basically inside of ArchiCAD. And that I find, yeah, it's a little bit hit or miss, but it is definitely reducing some of the kind of conceptual rendering or kind of study areas. And I think that the other areas that are really close, but I think you're going to take a few more years, is, you know, the ability to create construction documentation. I think that that's, you know, I've seen a couple demos of that, and obviously that's going to take a lot of oversight. But I think that they're, you know, we are at a point at which things are going to radically change within the industry. And I think that the teams that are keeping their fingers on the pulse of AI and all the different ways that it can be leveraged are the ones that are going to take advantage of that, you know, in the future. So I have a weird kind of tangent. So
let's go.
In architecture school, we had this architecture history class that was like at 8 a.m. on, you know, like 2 or 3 days a week, which was so rough, especially in college. But I can remember vividly that there was this one painting, and the name of the artist escapes me right now, but it was called The Architect's Dream. And it's this architect who's laying on a plinth, and he sees like all of the different types of architecture throughout history, and he's kind of sketching. And, you know, I think that we're at a point where technology has been kind of a partner in the advancement of both the accuracy, the ability to merge complex designs with fabrication techniques. And I think we're coming to a point where technology is now less of a sidekick and is becoming a more integrated component to how quickly and efficiently we can create documentation or assessments or possibilities. And I think that that's only going to increase in the future as we kind of get closer to more sophisticated kind of AI models.
Do you think, let's kind of maybe wrap up with this. Do you think that teams that are on 3D or BIM, like ARCHICAD, versus team that are still on AutoCAD, you think there's any, and I know it's very hard to predict, but with AI enhancements coming in, and they're going to come in fast, is there like honest truth to say that, hey, you should go in 3D now? Or would, like, is there a competitive advantage that you feel the 3D design shops will get with this AI revolution coming in?
Oh, for sure. And I think that there's competitive advantages right now that teams are experiencing with AI. You know, I think especially in the kind of parametric or BIM world, you know, right now, I think AI is augmenting your skill set. So what I see in the future, especially with BIM, is that BIM already provides, you know, enhanced collaboration. It provides visualization, simulation. It provides, you know, integrated information that is widely accessible and convertible to other platforms and ways of viewing that information. And what AI, as I see it, will just augment all of those components. And as it augments, you know, the simulation aspect or the visualization or the ability to collaborate or just even the documentation piece, it's just going to be a synergy of very unique technology to enhance what we as architects or firm owners or building owners are going to be able to deliver or create through the use of more advanced AI models.
Mm. So if there was ever a time to consider moving your team into the space, into ArchiCAD, into the warm embrace of ArchiCAD, and all its advantages, the time is now. We are Arc IT. We're an IT company for architects, and we do help with those conversions. Willard is definitely experienced in this space. He has handled, you handle multiple conversions, didn't you, to implementations?
Yes.
Yeah. And we can't wait to help you. So look, this information is it's all fun and games, and it's all great to prognosticate. But it comes, when it comes to your business, like, I would be on this thing. Like, I run businesses. I know how it works. You should have been on it 3 years ago. But I will end with this famous Chinese proverb. Okay. When was the best time to plant a tree, Willard?
Yesterday.
20 years ago. What's the next best time to plant the tree?
Now.
Now. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching, listening. We appreciate it. Hopefully information was helpful. Willard and I are going to go away, do our things, and come back to you next week with some other fascinating BIM-related conversations. Until then, see you next time, and thank you for watching.
Thanks.